Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. And I'm here on my own. Puya, unfortunately, could not join us this morning, but he'll be back next week. We'll be ready to go. So, but I'm here today on my own to talk to you about what happened last night on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds, because yesterday during the day, there was not a lot that was happening on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. So feeds were down for all of the day for reasons that everybody is now aware of. I'm reasonably certain, right? That's what we got going on here. All right. So let's talk about what happened. It was day 20 in the house and we have a new HOH. Same as the old HOH. Sheldon is the HOH. He won the competition. We saw last night that it started. They were hanging on to a bar and on a slope. And it eventually, I think the like top three or so people were Vanessa, Chris, and Sheldon. And it eventually came down to Chris and Sheldon. And Sheldon ultimately pulled out the win. Please let me know if you have questions in the chat as we go here. This is going to be a quick update because there's not a ton to talk about. And I know I've said that before and it's like, oh, 40 minutes, half hour. I think I've got like 15 minutes of update here without any questions. So feel free to ask as we go. Let's see. Joe wants to know, do we think Sheldon and Brooke could get into a showmance with all this alone time? 100%. 100%. I'm getting serious vibes. I said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, that I was catching some vibes from Sheldon that I hadn't seen before. And now I'm getting massive vibes from the both of them that there's definitely some things happening between them, in my opinion. Nothing explicit, but I think it's happening. All right. So we had Sheldon win the HOH. However, after the feeds came back, they got some alcohol and they had a bit of a party. Normally these parties are not on the feeds, but this one was, you know, for whatever reason, I guess. And it was a party. They did the things. There was twerking and, you know, I don't know, party things. They did stuff. If you want to watch it, you can go watch it. This is not why I watch Big Brother. There's not much game going on, so I don't really care, to be honest. But it happened. So that went down. Min did have a conversation with Vanessa out by the hot tub. And thing is, I tweeted this out. I watched this conversation and I just like, what are you doing to me, man? What are you doing to yourself? Last week, I had an update on Friday where I told you guys Sheldon won the HOH and Min needs to be worried because if she acts up, I could see him going after her. And last week, I told you in the hot tub, she's talking to Chris and Vanessa about Sheldon and talking smack, saying that he's a big floater and that him and Jamar need to go. And I was like, this is not smart for Min. She doesn't know it, but she can't trust Vanessa. And Sheldon's the HOH. Why is she talking smack? Well, over the course of the week, she learned that Vanessa was a snake, that she probably shouldn't be talking smack about the HOH. She ended up getting targeted by Sheldon. She was about to go home, and by the grace of Jamar and Kyle, she managed to survive. So you would think that I would not be here on this Friday morning telling you that last night Min was in the hot tub area talking to Vanessa about Sheldon and saying that he needs to go. Talking smack about Sheldon to Vanessa again, the exact same thing. What are you doing? What level of incompetence do you need to reach to do the exact same thing that you did a week ago that was one of the reasons that led to your eviction that would have happened? It's so multifaceted here. Why are you talking to Vanessa of all people? Why are you talking smack about the HOH again? After he just put you up, she seems to think that she's okay. She says to Vanessa, well, hopefully this week I'll be fine. Hopefully this week I'll be safe. Why would you think that? It's the same guy in the same circumstances. Why are you talking to Vanessa, the person that you know betrayed you, who lied to your face about something she told you, and not talking to the HOH? Too much, man. It's too much. I literally said last night that I had been preparing questions for Min's exit interview. And I was thinking, one of my questions was going to be, why did you trust Vanessa so much? And over the course of the last week, I was like, you know what? I'm never going to get a chance to ask this question. And somehow, we're in the Twilight Zone, and once again, I am preparing exit interviews for Min at the end of this week, and I'm going to have to ask, why did you trust Vanessa so much? And I should add to that, why do you enjoy talking smack about the HOH to people you know you can't trust? All right. Min is talking with Vanessa. Min says, hey, Vanessa, I'd like to work with you again. Let's go back to what we had. We can make this work. You know, we had something special. Yes, you cheated on me. You lied about it. You're still continuing to lie about it. But we can make this work, Vanessa. It was meant to be, right? Vanessa, of course, is like, yeah, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So they start talking about the competition, how well Vanessa did, and how well Chris and Sheldon did. Vanessa says, well, we really underestimated Sheldon. And Min says, yeah, he's really good. And he's really smart too. He knows the Expedia board. He knows all of it. And Vanessa says, oh yeah, 100%. And so does Chris. Chris is also really smart and dangerous. We don't even need to get into, now that Kyle's gone, Vanessa needs a new number one ally to throw under the bus constantly. And maybe that's going to be Chris. Who knows? She just needs to bring Chris into this. So Min is now saying, you're right. We need to get out Sheldon and Chris. Thank you, Vanessa, for this valuable information. Let's target Chris and Sheldon together. Get them both out of the game. Vanessa's like, yeah, now that Kyle's gone, I need to make you go after my other ally. It's bad if you go after people that are not my allies. So please go after my allies. It's necessary for us to go through the same cycle that we went through last week. This is, Joe says, Vanessa really does practice anybody but me. No, Vanessa practices anybody that is my ally, because she can talk smack about anybody that is not her ally. She can get Min to target anybody that is not Chris. There are lots of people in this game that Vanessa is not working with. In particular, JL, Ree, Maddie, Hira, a lot of people who are actively targeting her. But instead, she wants to make people target Chris, her number one ally, the person whose like neck she was sucking earlier during the party. It's crazy. All right. Ooh, that was Min and Vanessa. What was up with the Sheldon and Maddie thing? So during the party thing, Sheldon was talking about his nipples. Yeah, I said his neck. She was sucking his nipples. Sorry, guys. The chat made me want to say it. During the party thing, Sheldon said that Maddie is the kind of woman that he would date or whatever. And, then afterward in private, he was like, I was lying, Brooke. It's not really Maddie. So that was the Sheldon and Maddie thing. All right. So Chris is going to have a conversation with Sheldon. Chris goes up to the HOH room and, Chris is kind of like, yeah, bro, let's do it. Let's do it, man. We can do this. We're just going to win back to back to back to back to back. So they talk about backdooring Min. That seems to be the plan. Min in general seems to be the plan. So Chris is like, I just feel like backdoor, the most straightforward option, easy, because that's how Chris thinks. So apparently Carol has already volunteered for the block. Not only volunteered, she's actually asked to be nominated and that people vote her out. She's asking that people vote her out now. Aren't we all happy and jovial at the situation of these players in the house? She's asking to be voted out. They're not going to do it, of course. But Sheldon is going to take the opportunity to use her as a pawn. So Carol is going up on the block. And Chris and Sheldon are trying to figure out, well, who do we put up next to Carol if we're going to backdoor Min? Sheldon says, well, let me go and see if I can get any other volunteers. And then if not, we'll figure something out. And Sheldon and Chris is like, yeah, if not, you'll just put someone up anyway. Sheldon's like, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Then they talk about locking in their alliance of five. We've missed a lot, guys. We've missed a lot. We've been doing a lot of analysis that is kind of days old at this point, especially now that we've had an entire, you know, day of feeds that we haven't seen where Kyle was removed from the game, and Kyle was a big piece on the board. So I did not hear them actually name this five, but they talked about the girls in the five. And so my educated guess here, I'm very confident about the fact that it's Sheldon, Brooke, Chris, and Vanessa. Those four are definitely involved. I am very positive that the fifth would be Sue, that Sue is involved in this as well. So it's basically like 6 feet under minus Carol and swap Kyle for Chris. Like that. So they're talking about locking in this alliance and making it official tomorrow, which is now today. So Sheldon's been doing some work while the feeds were down, making sure he is locking this kind of thing in. He's talking with Chris about it. Chris says he wants to go deep with Sheldon. Now that Kyle is out, they can really just run the table here. When Kyle was involved, he was always a little sketched out. We saw in the episode and we've seen on the feeds that Chris has talked about feeling like Kyle's kind of a liar, and that he actually trusts Sheldon a lot more. And that the only thing that sketched him out about Sheldon was this potential alliance with Jamar, and Hira, and, feeling like that might be a thing. But now with Jamar gone, I do wonder if this will help with the Chris and Sheldon, relationship. I think that Chris might feel pretty good about this overall, this five person thing. But again, with Vanessa involved, we'll never know. But that's being worked on. So then we get to Brooke and Sheldon, and Brooke says, hey, you know what? I feel really, really good about this new thing. The girls. Sheldon's like, yeah, you talk to them? She's like, yeah, Maddie and Ree. We're going to lock something in. So that scene that we saw in the episode last night also, where they were proposing something to Maddie and Ree, seems to be advancing as well. And Brooke feels good about it. She says that she's talked to them, that she feels like they're pretty genuine, and that they do want to work with them and go deep with them. So Sheldon and Brooke locking in an alliance over here with Chris, Sue, and Vanessa, locking in a bit of a working relationship / alliance over here with Maddie and Ree. And obviously they still have Hira, in what is now not exactly five out, but, maybe four out. And of course they still have a very close personal working relationship with, JL. So basically they are working with the entire house, which is not that surprising because they already were doing that, but a little surprising given all of the disastrous circumstances that have befallen them. They seem to have recovered decently well here. If it weren't for Sheldon needing to win two HOHs back to back, I'd say they're in a pretty crushing spot at the moment. But obviously, the two wins is going to be a weight that Sheldon is going to have to carry for a while here, in terms of threat level. But other than that, seems to be in an okay spot. Seems to be in a spot where they've got a lot of their bases covered, and they're in a situation where their two alliances are basically targeting each other. The Evictors are targeting Vanessa and Chris, and Vanessa and Chris should be targeting the Evictors, but they're maybe a bit more wild cardy than that, and so we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But that we have gotten confirmation from both ends, for the most part, that is what's happening as of right now, that they will be targeting each other, leaving Sheldon and Brooke mostly clean. But again, you never know what's going to happen, not only with Vanessa and Chris as wild cards, but also with the target that is now on Sheldon's back for winning back to back HOHs. AD in the chat points out, and Carol is targeting Carol. Yep. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So they talk about what to do, that Min is the right call here. Min is the right person to target. And with how they've set things up, that is definitely correct. The reality of the situation is allowing Sheldon to compete was the only fair thing to do. He has now won, and we are now going to see a similar week to last week, because the right move for him things have shifted, but ultimately the right move is the same thing that he was going to do last time. And so, Min, as Tammy says, does not fit into any of his plans. She's already talking about she's already the only person trying to raise the threat flag on Sheldon and trying to sound the alarm and go after Sheldon, even though he's the HOH who just put you on the block last week. She's already trying to do that, so it's definitely the right call here to take her out of the game. It seems like he's probably in a pretty good spot if she can leave. The question is, how do you do it? We have Sheldon telling Brooke that, Chris really wants me to backdoor her, because that's how Chris operates. He loves the backdoor. But he's like, but I don't really want to put up anybody else if I don't have to. Right. I just got him off my back by saying, we'll find out if there are any volunteers. And if not, I'm just going to put up Min next to Carol and hope she doesn't win the veto, because they're working with the entire house. And so if Sheldon uses somebody else as a target, or as a pawn, then that's not great for them, right? It devalues the relationship that he's building with them, and it could topple the house of cards. So Sheldon's idea is just put up Min next to Carol. If Min wins the veto in that unfortunate case, then you know what? Just put up Rhee as a backup target, send Rhee home, and see where they go from there. That's actually not ideal for them at this point, but they're gonna see what they can do. So they also talk about hitting a low point the night before with everything that was going on. They after Kyle left, it was just like things were crashing down around them, losing Jamar, losing Kyle, not getting getting the HOH through. They kind of felt like, where do we go from here in the game? Cause this is a disaster. And now just one day later, they feel like they've already turned things around. They already feel like they're back on top of, the relationships and the structure of the house. It's early days, but it does seem like they're not too far off in that sense. So We'll see. But I was a little bit impressed at the recovery here from Sheldon and Brooke, considering how much went wrong for them. So they're currently situated with the Victors, the new four out now. Major flirty vibes going on here. Major. They talked about like how they were wrestling, and she's like, "Oh yeah, like my nose got cut or something." And he kind of did like a, "Oh no, I'm so sorry. We shouldn't wrestle like that." And he kind of like wiped the nose, with his thumb, and kind of grabbed her arm. You know what I mean? Like, oh no. And like, there's just a lot of touching and a lot of like playfulness, which is like not Sheldon's default state of being. Right. So this has progressed over the last few days. I was 3 days ago, it was like Brooke and Sheldon hanging out a lot. But then, like, feeds were down for a while, they came back, and I was like, whoa, there's definitely more of a vibe here. And then feeds were down for a bit, and now they're back again, and now it's like, whoa, now this feels like massive stuff here. Do not be surprised. So we also have Sue and Rhee talking. They both really want Min out. They're really worried about her. She's strong. She can win competitions, and she just keeps surviving. They say that the week after Min, whoever wins, Rhee says this, the week after Min goes, after this week, whoever wins HOH has a blood-free week. If all they can just send Carol home, blood-free week, because she's asking to go home. But does that look good on your resume? Like, are we really going to do that? Thing is, they don't want her to self-evict. So, we should send her out, but I don't know. It's just like, what does she know what she signed up for? Does she know? Like, what's going on here? So they talked about that. I should also say that, the rumors of me being wrong last night, news of me being wrong about Carol, and how I said that she would never be a have-not in the whole season. And it seemed as though she was a have-not. And I said, all right, I'll take this one. I was wrong. I said she wouldn't be a have-not. It turns out we were premature in admitting wrongness. I was actually not wrong. I was wrong to admit that I was wrong, because Carol is not a have not. JL says in particular, well, Carol is off limits, so she couldn't have been a have not. So no, Carol is not a have not. There you go. You're welcome. All right. Honestly, that's about it. That's what we got from the stuff here. So, any other questions from you guys before we wrap this up? There's definitely going to be some more maneuverings happening today. I think that, you know, again, this new state of the house is something that we're still learning, but it does seem like the house had a massive shakeup, and somehow Sheldon and Brooke managed to stay right in the middle, in great spots. Now, other people that have benefited from this, Sue is in a great spot as well with Brooke and Sheldon. She is in most of their alliances, and doesn't have as much of a target, but also doesn't have as many loyal allies. But she has definitely benefited from Kyle leaving and is in a good spot. Hera benefits greatly from Kyle leaving. Now he is in a better spot, that he now has Sheldon and Brooke a bit more loyal to him, and has less of a target on his back. JL, Maddie, and Rhee actually, this is bad for them. That JL in particular, I think, is going to become a big target soon from the Vanessa and Chris side of things. And Rhee and Maddie, they were supposed to have, the three of them, they were supposed to have weeks of safety, just hanging back, not having to do anything while Kyle and Jamar and Hira and Vanessa and all of them battled it out. They were supposed to be able to sit back and watch, but essentially Big Brother stepped in and just removed that battle, just directly removed that battle from the game. And so now they don't have that buffer. So it's not great for them, but it is good for Hira and Sue for sure. It's actually not great for Vanessa or Chris. It's very bad for them. They could be targeted much sooner now as well. It certainly didn't exactly. I mean, it was good for Min in that she didn't get evicted, but not good for Min in the sense that she's probably going to be evicted now. So in terms of like, how does this shift things, in my opinion, based on what we're seeing, that we had a situation where so basically evictors down, Vanessa and Chris down, and then the middle crew, Sheldon, Brooke, Hira, Sue, up. That's where things seem to have shifted. We'll see how long that lasts. But I actually feel very, very confident in this crew. Four out now. I'm going to call them four out, even though it probably doesn't make sense in the basketball thing. I think that they're in a good spot right now. Again, there's still more to learn about the state of the house. As far as we know, the things could be different. Things could be shifted in directions that we haven't seen yet. But that seems to be where things are at the moment. So, any other questions? Where's Chris's future path? honestly, it's probably either his side wins and targets the evictors, and then the evictors team up with Sheldon and Brooke and Sue and Hira and then fight back against Chris, or the evictors take out Chris. And then that's actually worse for Sheldon and Brooke, because then they have to team up with Vanessa to go after the evictors, which would be a mess. But I don't think Chris, this is bad for Chris. Kyle was a big shield in front of Chris, and this is definitely not good for him, especially now that he's so publicly associated with Vanessa. I made a joke about the sucking from Vanessa. You know what? If I don't specify, it's worse. The intimacy, the public displays of affection, you know, nothing crazy, but regular public displays of affection, a little bit crazy public displays of affection from Vanessa and Chris, really helping solidify them as a pair. She got rid of one of her, you know, she was in a pair with Kyle and took heat for that, and then also threw him under the bus, and then immediately has now solidified. She is also now in a pair with Chris, and is taking heat for that, and is also throwing him under the bus. So she's kind of laterally moved, and then her entire position is also shifted down in general. So, yeah. Say Vanessa was a logical player. What is her best move right now? That is a far too complicated question, because there's so much to parse through. If Vanessa's a logical player, I have to completely reset her entire game at that point. If she just suddenly became logical, what would she do? She would be talking to the evictors. She would be trying to develop a relationship with them. She would not be throwing Chris under the bus. She would be avoiding Min, letting Min go home this week, not getting too involved in that anymore. And she would be outing Sheldon after the veto. So after Sheldon goes after Min, she should be spending this time developing relationships with the evictors as much as possible, blaming all of their tension on Kyle, saying that Kyle was getting getting in her ear about them. But now that he's gone, she feels like she was fooled, that a cloud has been lifted, and that she actually really likes them. And so start to develop that relationship with them. Let Sheldon go after Min after the veto is used and he can't do anything anymore. Then go to them, go to the evictors and out as much as you can about Sheldon without destroying yourself too much. In terms of, like, Sheldon was actually in a secret alliance with Kyle. Sheldon has been doing all these things and he's trying to play the middle between the two of us. So what we need to do is gather together because he's so strong in competitions and we need to take him out. That's Vanessa's best move if she is playing logically. But as of right now, it seems like she's focusing a lot of attention on Min and also throwing Chris under the bus. But that doesn't mean that she won't do something like that. She just might also do a lot of other things that will completely undermine them, undermine that. So, yeah. Any other questions? Can Min make it through this eviction? What is her best way to stay? Man, can she make it through the eviction if she wins a veto? Maybe she was baiting Vanessa. Maybe she goes to Sheldon and says to Sheldon, "Hey, guess what? I was talking to Vanessa in the hot tub area and she wants to target you. She said that you were dangerous in the game. Try to throw it on Vanessa." But I don't know if that'll work. It's her best play at this point, though. I don't think there's another option. But honestly, I don't know. I don't think she's going to do it. She hasn't really been doing much here. Is anybody looking at Sheldon as a big target after this week? Like I said, Min is really the only one publicly talking about it with Vanessa. So obviously Vanessa is as well, but I haven't really seen her talk with anybody other than Min about it. But I'm sure they will, even if they're not right now. I mean, people are being smart right now and not talking about it because he's HOH, except for Min and Vanessa, because they're, you know, Min and Vanessa. But I'm sure people will eventually. So the question is he well insulated enough, which it seems like he is, to deflect away from that, a la, you know, Dane sort of thing. Where does Hero go from here? Hero sticks with Sheldon and Brooke. They are now sort of locked in with him, and have no reason to target him. And because they have so much influence in the house right now, they can really help protect him and be shields for him. So he's actually in a pretty nice spot. All he needs to do is continue to develop relationships, and let Sheldon and Brooke kind of steamroll the house for a little while, until he needs to make a move against them. So the question is, will he make the move against them when the time comes? But for right now, he doesn't really need to do much other than just continue to build. Does Angie actually have a plan? Probably, to be honest, which we just haven't seen it because we don't really see Angie a lot. I think maybe she's going after JL now. Maybe. It's hard to know. 15 minutes, I said. Hey, I said 15 minutes without questions. We're doing questions now. We're padding. We're having fun. Is Angie actually in the game? She is. She's still there. I still think Angie's underrated, if I'm being honest. I think Angie really... I think she still has a shot. I really do. Especially because, like, most of the people that really don't respect her, like Kyle in particular, is gone. If Min is also gone before jury, just saying. Do you think some of the girls will get together now that they dominate the house? Well, you have to look at the women in the house, right? There's Vanessa, Min, Angie, Min and Angie hate each other. Vanessa and Min, massive wild cards. Then you have Maddie and Rhi, who hate Vanessa and also Min. And then you have Brooke, who is fully loyal to Sheldon. You have Sue, who's loyal to Sheldon and Brooke. And so when you look at it, and then you have Carol, who is the person most beating the drum of women should work together, but she seemingly hates herself in the game and wants to leave. So the answer is probably no. They probably will not get together. But I would not be surprised if a woman wins the game, because most of the women in the house do feel like they want a woman to win. And even if they don't work together in the jury, that could be an influence. Not to mention the fact, just numbers wise, it's incredibly more likely that a woman wins because there are twice as many women in the house. So that's also a factor. All right. So, one more question. Let's try to get one more question here. If I can find one, maybe I can't. All right, here we go. Do we think that Sue is more loyal to Sheldon and Brooke than Chris? I do think she's more loyal to Sheldon and Brooke than Chris. She's in more alliances with Sheldon and Brooke than she is with Chris. She tells Sheldon and Brooke more things than she does Chris. And also, she doesn't really like Chris on a personal level. She's like creeped out by him. And, you know, that. So I do not think that she's more loyal to Chris now. And I feel pretty comfortable in that conclusion. All right. There we go. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. We had a fun time. We had a fun time this morning. We made an update out of not much information. You guys had some good questions. So thank you for hanging out with me. I will be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. Should be interesting. We've got a game now. You know, with Kyle gone, things, I do feel like we can maybe have some semblance of an interesting season moving forward from this point. Just hit the reset. Just throw the last couple weeks in the trash, empty the trash. And just forget it happened. Don't forget it happened. It's important lessons that we learned. But I do think that we can maybe have an interesting season from this point forward. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. And then Sunday, I will be live with Godfrey to talk about everything that's been happening in this crazy house. And then Tuesday, of course, back for the roundtable. I hope you guys enjoyed, or will enjoy, if you haven't listened yet, my conversation with Derek Levasseur about Survivor that we did last night. So check that out if you haven't. And you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Thank you once more for joining me. I'll see you next time.